The U.S. Ag Department estimates the nearly 200 ethanol plants that are in production, being expanded, or being built will require 60 million tons of corn by the end of next year. But the Earth Policy Institute says the actual need for corn will be more than twice that much. Institute President Lester Brown says the surging demand for grain will drive up food prices.
In a sense, our refrigerators are stuffed with corn that's been converted into livestock products of one sort or another. So what happens to corn prices will very much affect prices at the supermarket checkout counter.
Brown says he'd like to see a moratorium on licensing new ethanol plants, but some farmers contend they'll be able to expand production to meet the additional demand for corn. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Quirnbach.